thank you so much. Say, you might not know who all these good-looking young boys are up here, but I'd like to tell you about them, along with the other two. For your listening, on the bass, now on the five-string electric, also with equal ease, does he play the upright bass fiddle. Yes, I've said this many times, but he comes to us from Cleveland, Tennessee. That's right, the mayor of Cleveland, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Todd Parks on the bass and the vocals. Nice warm round. Back here on the drums, we love him. He owes probably some of you money in the audience. I'm sure it could happen. No. Spent 5 years playing with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Is that right?
You're good.
I'm sorry. I got it wrong. He owns 5 Bob Seger CDs. I knew there was a connection. But anything we want to do, we get to do it because we get to play with Chris Brown on the drums. It don't get no better than this. Put it up! On the guitar, of course, you know Mojo. He's the good Mojo on the guitar. And of course, the last time we were at Delfest, he and I were stuck on stage for about 50 minutes waiting for the rain to subside and the hail and the tornado. And by golly, because we stuck it out, we still have these instruments today. Thanks to this man, and we thank him. Besides his wonderful musicianship and singing, Stephen Mojan on the guitar. Mojo! And of course, when it comes to the five string, and I'm talking about a banjo now, not just a five string bass, we have 2 five string players. And, oh yes, I feel your presence. But when it comes to the five string, he makes that sucker swing. Scott Vestal on the five string banjo and the synthesizer. Scott's got his low-tuned banjo and the tradition of John Hartford all ready to go on this one. This is one of the old Newgrass Revival used to do. This is called Crooked Smile.